America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Whether it's your first time listening to us here on the broadcast or whether you're a regular listener, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for being here. Auto World has been on the air, I can't believe it, but 20 years. And we've been having lots of fun over those 20 years. And on today's program, we're going to have lots of fun. We've got a number of very, very cool guests standing by, ready to join us. We're going to kick things off by telling you about an upcoming auction by the folks at Mecum out in Southern California. And also coming up a little later on in this hour, the gentleman that calls himself the old car guy is going to be stopping by from the website and soon-to-be television show, theoldcarguys.com, to give us some tips on restoration and when you should do restoration and when you should not do restoration. In hour number two of the broadcast, John Hotchkiss, who is a former race car driver and president of Hotchkiss Performance, is going to be telling us about the upcoming SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada. John is one of the members of the board there, and we'll get the inside scoop on this year's event. Coming up in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by Jeff Allen, who's with the CNBC series The Car Chasers, which is just kicked off its second season. Also in hour number three, Mike Taylor, National Sales Manager for Exato, which makes some really cool products, will be joining us here on the show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, and we would love to hear your comments or questions at any time at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out anytime, 24 hours a day, via email to me. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the program a gentleman that we haven't talked to for a while. Since the last time I talked to him, he's become a TV star. He's one of the regular commentators on the great Mecum Auction Velocity television coverage, and he's joining us right now from Southern California, where I believe he has been attending a car event. So let's find all about that event and the upcoming auction coming in Anaheim, California, which is just around the bend. John Crayman, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, John?
Hey, Bob. Doing fantastic out here in sunny L.A.
Tell us a little bit about your adventures today. What have you been up to?
Well, I think that your listeners are going to find this significant. I had the pleasure this morning of attending a presentation at the Peterson Automotive Museum on Wilshire Boulevard, a must-stop for any car nut if you're out in the L.A. area, and hearing Jim Wangers regarded as the godfather of the GTO, starting an early celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Pontiac GTO, which, of course, debuted way back in, early 1964, late 1963. So they're a little bit early on their celebration stage, but Jim Wangers now, I think, 87 years old and still gives a lot of great tidbits of the history and the formation of the GTO and the success that enjoyed in the 60s. So I soaked that all in, and that just ended about an hour ago.
Well, that sounds like an absolutely wonderful event. And, boy, lots of vehicles have been celebrating some big anniversaries here. Of course, in 2013, we saw the 60th birthday of the Corvette. And, of course, now we have the 2014 Corvette Stingray out there on the streets of North America. And rolling out to rave reviews, the Ford Mustang is going to be celebrating 50 years in 2014. Aston Martin also celebrated 100 years in 2013. And also Lamborghini celebrated 50 years, as did the iconic Porsche 911. So lots of great celebrations out there, John.
Well, you know, it's very gratifying, Bob, just to kind of be able to attend many of these events. These celebrations are you know, really do a wonderful job of bringing together a lot of the people that were still involved or were involved with the creation of some of these iconic cars. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the next real big one, of course, is going to be next year with the debut of the new Mustang, the new generation Mustang, mm-hmm. in 2015, tying in with the 50th anniversary of the Ford Mustang, certainly one of the most successful and well-known and well-loved automotive brands ever in the history of the world. I don't think that that's overstating it at all.
Absolutely. John, I absolutely love the coverage that you guys have on the Velocity Channel, bringing Mecum Auctions to folks all across North America and around the world, so to speak. And I know in talking to the people at Velocity that they have had tremendous rating success, and they're so, so happy with your work.
Well, you know, as a car guy, Bob, not unlike yourself, being able to take and put some level of knowledge and equal amounts of enthusiasm towards, you know, something that you really care deeply and strongly about. Cars are a lifestyle to me. I eat, live, and breathe them. I have since I was a young child, and I always will. And to be able to kind of bring our television viewers on Velocity, give them a little bit of insight on the cars and keep them posted on really what's happening within the specific auction environment has been just a thrill and an honor that just cannot be described. It really, I begin to get overwhelmed with just how lucky I am to be able to represent car guys. I mean, car guys not unlike yourself, only instead of on a radio program or just talking to buddies, you know, your next door neighbor or your friends or relatives that like cars, I get to do it to, you know, literally a world audience. At Jim Wenger's presentation this morning, I met two different groups of people from Australia that happen to be there at the Peterson, and both of these groups of people are fans of the Mecum Telecast in Australia. Very, very gratifying.
Fantastic, John. Well, we're going to have Mecum on the program here on a much more regular basis because you guys continue to do so many great things. The next one on the agenda is coming up in sunny Southern California, in Anaheim, California. It's going to be coming up on the 21st through 23rd of November. 750 vehicles are going to be crossing the block, and I understand the facility is just literally steps away from Disneyland.
Steps away? How about a street away? It literally the outer wall of the Disneyland complex. There's a street, and then there's the Anaheim Convention Center, which is where our auction is at. Great venue. Interestingly, it was our debut auction last year. We had never been to the Southern California venue, so we launched it off at what's a spectacular convention center with a half a dozen or so really nice hotels. Just across a short courtyard walk to the convention center, and it was met with so much success that we decided to do it again, and we're expanding it, and it promises to be bigger and better this year, even better than our debut last year, which was astonishing. We're very gratified to be a part now of the Southern California vintage car world.
Which is great, and so many other auction companies have tried and have not really succeeded, but Mecum has done it once again, and I've said to you before, you know, I so appreciate, I haven't got out to Pebble the last couple of years because I'm an old dad. I had my first child at a rather advanced age, and my daughter Lucy just turned 3, so I'll dial back my traveling, and I will be getting out there, and you'll get to meet her in the not-too-distant future. But I love what you've done with the Monterey event because so many of those, they are great events, but they're untouchable for the regular person, and Mecum just does it with such style, and there's something there for everybody. When we come back on the other side, we'll shine the spotlight on the big sale coming up in Anaheim, California. Don't go away. This is Auto World live across North America.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, as well as around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. John Craneman is with us from the Mecum Auction Company, telling us all about this great event, which is just around the corner in sunny Southern California in Anaheim, November 21st through 23rd at the Convention Center. And what an amazing lineup of consignments that you've got for this particular event. Let's talk about some of the highlighted vehicles. John, you've got a 1966 Shelby GT350 Fastback. That's a lot S163. Tell us a little bit about this particular Shelby.
Well, you know, Bob, certainly with the 50th anniversary of the Mustang just around the corner, we have seen heightened interest of Mustang and Mustang-based cars such as the 66 Shelby that you had mentioned. These are now solidly six-figure-plus cars. The opportunity and the probability of finding a, an early Shelby GT350 Mustang, which are high on the list of every collector, for at any number less than $100,000, those days have ended. So, yeah, you picked a great car, certainly one of my favorites. You know, Carroll Shelby took, you know, relatively mild K-code Mustang and added his touches to the car, kicking the horsepower from 271 to 306 and adding suspension components and some styling changes to really transform that car from a high-performance street car to pretty much what everybody considers to be a hard-edged street car and a borderline competitive race car right out of the box. And his legacy, of course, will remain forever. That one of the true greats in automotive history, particularly when it comes to taking existing cars and modifying them. I don't think there's any more respected name, nor is there really a more respected car, production car, U.S. production car, than his version of the Mustang. We all know what he did, obviously, with the British-built AC Cobras into the Cobras with the 260s, 289s, and 427s. They're million-dollar cars now.
Absolutely.
But the Mustangs are very highly desirable, and we're very proud to have that car at our upcoming auction.
Another one that caught my eye is from 1964. This is a Porsche 356 C Coupe Lot S92, and again, a rare piece.
Rare indeed. The Porsche, the entire Porsche 356 series has had, in the last 24 months, huge price spikes. I would say that 50-60% price increase values, and that's pretty much true of 60s 911s, as well as the 50s and 60s, the last of the run of the 356s as well. While not particularly great performing cars, they really are charming in their appearance. The build quality is over the top. The cars drive and handle and brake fantastically, especially compared to most of the other cars from that era. And as a result of that, Bob, collectors have really come on strong with the Porsche Mark in general. Big demand, big price increases, and very proud to say, Mecum really set the bar last year at our Monterey auction with north of 50 Porsches just in our Monterey auction in August last year and over 60 this year. So once again, we've been able to identify and promote a well-respected mark, and we're having very good success with it.
That's wonderful, John. We're chatting with John Crayman from the Mecum Auction Company. You'll hear him on the TV during the broadcast on the Velocity Channel, and we're previewing the upcoming sale in Anaheim, California, just around the bend. Let's talk about another. This is a classic American vehicle. A lot of folks don't realize this, younger listeners, that even back in the 1930s, there were V12s and even a V16 engine as well. But you've got a 1931 Cadillac, a V12, Lot S106, and any V12 Cadillac is definitely worth talking about here, because no doubt this will be highly, highly sought after.
You know, Bob, I'm really glad you brought that up. We talked about the 66 Shelby. We've talked about the Porsche 356. And now we're talking about what is one of the most significant pre-World War II classics. Those flathead V12 Cadillacs are just, they're astonishing cars. This one, a little bit unique, that it's a rumble seat coupe. So many of these cars are the full-size cars, the big four doors, the big convertibles. This one being a coupe, meaning a closed roof with a rumble seat. I'm going to stick my neck and say that I have not seen one yet before. It is my favorite pre-World War II car of our auction, which is jam-packed with collector cars of virtually all types. I mean, muscle cars, Corvettes, hot rods, customs, $5,000 cruise night affordable driver type cars, all the way up to the trio of really high-end, what I like to refer to as main attraction cars that we will typically have at a Mecum auction. The car, all three of the cars that you mentioned are selling on Saturday, and it's Mecum's strategy to position entry fees and days and times to allow everybody to participate in a MECM auction. Thursday is typically cars of any value up to maybe $30,000-$40,000. Friday, we like to step it up to $25,000 to $75,000 cars. And then Saturday, it's time to roll out the big guns, the six-figure cars. And just kind of stepping that up gives everybody a chance to see a variety of cars and gives bidders a chance to bid on cars of their specific interest without having to sit there for 12 hours a day for 3 days straight.
Oh, that's so smart. There's no question about it. Let's talk about a number of other highlighted vehicles. Resto mods continue to be very, very popular. And right. One that caught my eye was a Chevrolet Nomad from 55. It's lot S105. What can you tell us about this particular Nomad?
Yeah, you know, resto mod craze, and it is a craze right now, is the hottest movement in modified collector-type vehicles. Where it's going to go in the future is only anybody's guess. You build and buy these cars to drive and enjoy, not as an investment. But that little gorgeous sort of a blue turquoise 55 Nomad Resto Mods, got late model Corvette LS1 power. That's pretty typical of taking a vintage body, keeping it fairly much true to form. That car has virtually no exterior body modifications, but the entire drivetrain from the engine, transmission, rear end, braking system, suspension system is all contemporary state-of-the-art componentry. That's what defines a resto mod, and as is typical to MECM auction, we're going to have a bunch of them. And you also picked one of my favorites, the Nomad. First of all, the Nomad body style, especially the first year, 1955, whether they're stock or whether they're hot rodded or whether they're full-blown resto modded, that's an A-lister all the way.
Here's another one that's a must talk about since we're talking about a California sale. Everybody loves Woodies, and you've got a 1948 Ford Woody, lot S94, and that's just one of many Woodies, but I know there are clubs out there in California devoted just exclusively to Woodies, John.
Man, I mean, hits just keep on coming. Absolutely, a resto-modded Woody, Bob. One that has had a very tasteful resto mod treatment, 350 small block Chevy power. It's an all steel body, of course, with the wood trim. Gorgeous color combination. It's silver with a black top, with the torque thrust style wheels. Classic California hot rod Woody look all the way, with only one exception. No longer has a budget price tag. I'm sure that's going to be knocking on that $100,000 door in a hurry.
Absolutely. More straight ahead with John Kramen from MECM right here on Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network.
All right.
GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. We're having lots of fun. Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com is forthcoming, but we're having a ball here talking with John Crayman, telling us all about the Mecum auction sale at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California, coming up November 21 through 23rd. And you'll hear John's voice during the Velocity broadcast, and he's joining us live from Southern California right now. Interesting that we use the Jay Leno bumper coming back to you, because certainly when most folks think of California and Hollywood and as far as famous car guys, there's none more famous than Jay, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wanders on over to Anaheim to check out what's going on at Mecum Sale.
We will keep our eyes out for Jay. Last time I saw him in a Mecum auction would have been Monterey 2 years ago. But, you know, you are absolutely right. If there's anybody really, particularly in the Southern California crazy car culture, that personifies enthusiasm and interest in a wide range of vehicle, it's Jay. And I really hope he does come out and has a look around at what we have. The convention center at Anaheim will be absolutely packed with somewhere between 750 and 800 cars. And that sounds like a big number, Bob, and it is. But in the scheme, overall scheme of Mecum Auctions, that's really kind of a typical or medium-sized auction for us. So
yeah.
We have very proud to say we have grown to be the world's largest collector car auction company. And our target for this year, 2013, with two auctions remaining on the schedule, is to handle about 15,000 cars, and I think we're going to get there.
That's truly remarkable. Here's another one we must talk about for all fans of Mopar. You've got a 1969 and a half Dodge Super B. This is a 440 with a six-pack, two-barrel carburetors. This is a sweet ride, John.
Man, you are hitting all the good cars. Absolutely. You know, Mopar fans, you know, salivate over Hemi cars. Then you have to be a Mopar fan. The Hemi cars get so much respect, but really, the undersung high performance street machine in the golden era of muscle cars through the 60s and real early 1970s is that 446 pack. Taking a relatively common 375 horse 440 and adding that those three Holley two-barrel carburetors, aluminum Edelbrock intake manifold right from the factory, taking that 375 horsepower to 390 horsepower. This one a four-speed, and of course the exterior look of the car with that fiberglass lift-off hood, and no adornment on the wheels at all. They've got black painted steel wheels with black or with chrome acorn lug nuts. One of the most understated yet wicked-looking street beast to come out of that era, and especially wrapped in that green paint. The thing is just crazy. And good news is they really have not taken off value-wise to the moon, Bob. I mean, this is a car that conceivably be bought for somewhere in the maybe the, you know, 60, 65 to maybe $80,000 price range. Still a lot of money, but way short of what the same car would cost if it had a Hemi in it. Almost as good of a performer on the street.
Absolutely, and something that no doubt he's going to appreciate in time, John. Another one we must talk about is a classic American convertible from the 1950s. This is one of only 836 that were produced. It's a 1954 Buick Skylark convertible, lot S115, going to go across the block on Saturday, November 23rd. And yeah, I love the big, wide white walls, and even the wheel wells have got some white going on there. This is quite a beautiful machine. Looks like it's in exquisite shape.
You know, Bob, I like to refer to the Buicks and Oldsmobiles and Cadillac convertibles of this era as the Motorama cars. The Skylark actually debuted very, very not much change from the Motorama show cars from the early 1950s and was carried through 1954. It literally looks like a show car with the wide fender arches like you talked about, the wheel wells painted white. This particular one, in a beautiful sort of a medium maroon finish with a white top, the venerable 322 cubic inch Buick Nailhead V8, putting out 200 horsepower. Doesn't sound like a lot of horsepower by today's standards, but back in the mid-1950s, this exact car, was really considered to be high performance, kind of a banker's hot rod, luxury with performance. I like to say with all Buicks, going fast with class.
That's great. The Anaheim sale is the one just around the corner, and folks can find out more information about the Anaheim sale by visiting the official MECM website. And again, the date on these, the Anaheim event is November 21st through 23rd, and folks can get more information at, what's the official website, John?
Very simple, MECM.com.
Very good. I love the simple ones. That, and you can't get simpler than that. And, of course, you can watch all the coverage on Velocity. And do you guys accept telephone bids and Internet bids as well?
Yeah, we refer to it just generically as absentee bidding. It's telephone only. We do not have Internet bidding at this time. All phone bidders must be pre-registered in advance. It's a straightforward process. Details, of course, at MECM.com. And what happens is the absentee bid team, it's kind of a two-part interaction with the customer. The first step is the absentee phone bidder will actually call the phone bidder and do a verbal description of the vehicle over the telephone, usually the day before the car is actually up on the auction block. If they're still interested in the car after a verbal description, of which, of course, they're allowed to ask an unlimited amount of questions, they get put on a computerized absentee bid docket, and the phone bidders will call them up on the telephone just prior to the vehicles coming up onto the block. The absentee phone bidding represents a fairly small portion of MECM's bidding action, somewhere depending on the auction between 5 and 10%, but nevertheless gives somebody an opportunity to bid on a car if they cannot attend in person.
Coming up on the MECM schedule is going to be an event in Iowa. It's on November 1st through 2nd in Davenport, and we have lots of great stations out there in Iowa, including one of our flagship stations, KXEL, which is just a tremendous station. News Talk 1540 has been with the program for more than 15 years and covering most of the state of Iowa and surrounding states. And this is going to be a real fun sale. It's all about farm equipment. Gone farming.
You know, it's interesting, Bob, that as Mecum has just exploded in growth over the last 7 or 8 years, it's not just all about cars. We've had auctions where we've had celebrity items and memorabilia, which we refer to as road art. And on top of that, Mecum founder Dana Mecum, his son Dan Mecum, has taken a concept of bringing the Mecum experience to the vintage tractor market and has absolutely exploded, typical Mecum style, in bringing a variety of vintage tractor auctions around the country. You mentioned the Iowa auction coming up in November. It will be huge. It will be very successful, and it's another example of sort of the reach of where Mecum wants to go in the future, and that's literally leaving no stone unturned in anything that might be considered collectible, and combining that with the enjoyment, the fun, the action, and the excitement of a Mecum auction. And it's just, it's really a lot of fun. Even as a car guy, it's even a lot of being fun to be involved with something like vintage tractors.
Yeah,
learning
sure.
a lot about it.
Absolutely. So from Iowa, moves on to Anaheim, November 21st through 23rd. Then the beginning of December, you're going to be busy. 750 vehicles going over the block in Kansas City at the convention center. That's always a big sale.
We love Kansas City. It's our only location, Bob, that we actually visit twice a year. We typically have an auction late fall is the one coming up in early December, and we typically will have one in the spring. The Bartle Hall / Kansas City Convention Center is a fantastic venue, as it's literally a quarter mile in length. I love that automotive terminology, quarter mile. And it's a free-span building, meaning that we can put the auction arena right in the center and put anywhere between 750.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. John Craneman is with us from the Mecum Auction Company, joining us from an event in Southern California, telling us all about the big Anaheim sale, which is coming up November 21st through 23rd at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California. 750 vehicles going over the block, and we've been looking ahead to some of the other events, an event in Iowa, in Davenport, coming up on November 1st through 2nd, and that's one, the Iowa Premier Gone Farmin' Mecum event, and then Kansas City at the Convention Center, as John pointed out, the only venues that they visit twice a year, 750 vehicles going over the block. And then, John, after the first of the year, this is the one that really blew the collector car hobby away. I can tell you, a lot of people from a lot of other collector car companies that I talked to really were shocked that you guys did this. And who knows, there's a possibility I may be in that neck of the woods and might be able to do a live broadcast from this great event coming up. It's a big one, January 17th through 26th. 3,000 vehicles in Kissimmee, Florida.
Bob, that was Dana Mecum's brainchild to expand our very large and very successful Florida annual Florida winter auction from 6 days to 10 days. We successfully completed that and pulled that off this year, calendar year 2013. And for 2014, we are expecting an even better event. Let me give you some just rough statistics. This year, back in January of 2013, we did accomplish a very successful 10-day auction where we achieved approximately $71 million in sales over 10 days. Let that number soak in a bit. Our target for 2014, Kissimmee, is $100 million in sales.
Wow.
That's one auction, that's 10 days. That's more than a large auto dealership, new auto dealership, does in the entire course of 1 year. And we do it in 10 days, handling everything from checking the cars in, selling the cars, handling all the paperwork, including sales tax and titles and everything else, and handling seller payout, and doing it all off-site, you know, away from our home office in Walworth, Wisconsin. It's an astonishing effort, with starting with Dana Mecum's vision and with all the other components in the Mecum organization, the fantastic crew of people that are able to go in and accomplish these just astronomical feats. And you're right, it's the shockwave through the collector car world was, are they crazy? well, after they saw the success of the auction, yeah, crazy like foxes.
Absolutely. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. We're going to get you back before the next big sale and before every Mecum auction forthcoming. I'm looking forward to working a lot more with you guys during the remainder of 2013 and 2014. And keep up the great work there on the Velocity Network with all of your outstanding coverage and your own personal commentary.
Well, I really appreciate that, Bob, and definitely let's stay in touch and let's do this again soon.
All right, sounds great. He's John Crayman from the Mecum Auction Company. We move from John Crayman over to one of our regular contributors. He's got a wonderful website called theoldcarguys.com. He, too, has been working on a television program, and he put together a list that we started last week, 12 tips on having a vehicle restored. And we got through the first six, and we are going to try and get through the remaining six. Don Jones, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing well, and so are the Cardinals.
I knew that.
Sorry,
that's okay.
I had to put that one, buddy.
I know. I'm the first one to agree. The Red Sox blew it in Game 2 up here in Boston. They had 15 minutes of a meltdown, and last night they were looking pretty strong, and then all of a sudden it looked like, you know, it was a repeat again of the last game in Boston. Everything imploded, so it's going to take an awful lot of confidence to rebound from two what could have been wins. I hate to tell you, but both of those could have been Sox wins, but the Cardinals prevailed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I would say at this point, it's anybody's series. You guys are three wins from being world champions, and I think that much harder to get three wins in a row than it is to get, you know, two out of three. So we'll see what happens tonight.
It's going to be very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about what you've been up to this past week, and then we'll get right into the 12 tips. What's been the latest?
Well, this has been a week that we've spent a lot of time on growth of the internet and the TV show, basically looking for sources of funding for the TV show. And I've been involved with a self-education program as far as learning extra tricks of the trade as far as the website and the internet's concerned. And with one of these programs I took, they told me about a site called Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
Which, have you heard of it?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so we've put up something on Kickstarter to see if we can find the funding to go ahead with more production and the better editing that we've had in the past to go ahead and see if we can get a more sellable product. And we'll see what happens. It might be a long shot, but at least, you know, we're taking action. And then we're spending money within the website to be able to download into other websites in order to increase our base. And we're looking to increase it by 5 million by the end of the year. And I think I mentioned in earlier shows, we're not really a website any longer. We're a web network that downloads into these other robust sites. Hemmings, of course, will be one of them. And we're going to continue to do that to build that audience. And it's starting to pay off already. We've seen about a 30% increase in the internet traffic in the last week or so from, you know, just the things that we've done since Monday. And then the rest of the week I spent using the rules that we're about to talk about and running down car parts for both the 52 Ford panel truck that we're building, and also I decided to go ahead and spend some time and cash on that 69 Chevy pickup truck that's sitting in a garage up in St. Louis. I may end up with a 13th chip by the time I'm done with this car, but right now we're still at 12.
Very good, Don. Well, just a word of advice you'll hear in the third hour of the broadcast when we'll have Jeff Allen on from the CNBC series Car Chasers. He told me off air that, and I'll see if I can get him to share it with the audience, he told me off air that he started pitching networks and, you know, getting the ball rolling on his television show in 2004. So it took him 8 years to get it on air. So
we've talked to a couple other folks out there that that have said the same thing about their shows. So we keep pushing it, and we'll just see where it goes. You know, I don't have anything better to do except whatever I want to do, and this is what I want to do. That's kind of the good part about you know, being retired is you can you know, spend the my grandkids' inheritance on your dream project, either, or a website or a TV show. So, you know,
very good. Well, let's run down here some of the tips that we've already talked about. These are 12 tips on having a vehicle restore. Number one, make the right pick. Number two, start with more. Number three, plan your budget and budget your plan. Number four, underestimate the rule of easy enough for the professional radio announcer. Underestimate the role of diminishing returns. The rule of diminishing returns.
Actually, that's my typo in there. I should have sent you the changeover, but it should be understand the rule of diminishing returns.
Okay. And
sorry about that, buddy.
Number five, realize that you may never recover the cost of half the build. And boy, do I know so many stories like that. And number six that we talked about last week was communicate with your builder, and that is so, so important. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we've got tips 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and maybe even 13 to tell you about. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.